around me and for miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121. Our toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, how people speak.
Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. And today we're going to be talking with Mark from the physical therapy department out at the center. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good.
So I guess we'll be talking physical therapy today, kind of what you do at the center and what, you know.
That sounds like a good plan.
All right. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break before we do that, and we will get our sponsors in, and then we'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3. WHCO 933. Again, I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Our guest today, again, Mark from physical therapy, and taking a little break, I guess, here, because, I mean, I've been out there, and I see quite a bit, and you're usually pretty busy out there.
We've kept pretty busy, and actually, even before COVID, I was always saying that in 30 years of doing this, it was busier than it had ever been, and now that COVID is in its waning stages, we're busier than any time I can remember in 30 plus years.
I mean, we kind of know what physical therapy is, but how does it, what's a good definition of physical therapy?
That's actually a good question, because we get asked it all the time, and I don't think there's a great, well, I have a hard time trying to piece it all together. But it is exactly what it says. It's physical and it's therapy, or it's therapeutic physical interventions. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at is trying to use different modalities to achieve pain relief, decrease muscle tightness, decrease soft tissue tightness, exercises, anything that we can do to enhance how you feel going forward.
Mm-hmm. I imagine, we were talking earlier, I've got issues with my back. I imagine backs are a big part.
Backs have traditionally been one of our biggest diagnoses that we see.
It's one of the most used and most overused sometimes parts of the body, I think.
Well, I do a lot of our orientation piece on back and body mechanics. It's kind of a necessary evil that came out of just the nature of what we do for a living, moving people, especially nurses. And I know when we first went through it about 10 years ago, the number of nurses that were having to leave the profession by the age of 35 was staggering because of back injuries. And when you look at the work comp, it's like a third of all claims and a fifth of all costs. And it gets a little crazy when you start looking at it like that. But the human body is not a perfect machine. So it has wear and tear. It's not like the car where, you know, you go over this bump or that bump and this piece wears out. You go over this bump and that bump, you have this particular habit that causes this, and there's not a piece that you can go in and remove and put back in. Mm-hmm. So it's up to your physical therapist, your occupational therapist, to find different interventions to get better habits, to get better body mechanics, and just better functioning overall to try to help it out.
you know, another area of sports, you know, you have, well, we have a football team in Sparta here. We have, you know, basketball, but football seems to have its fair share of injuries.
I've been around football. I personally am a cross country and a track and field coach, was also a swimmer when I was in high school, saw various injuries in those sports as well. In any sport, and football, because of the nature of the contact of it, there are more aggressive type injuries, but you look at what we're trying to do, and especially as we go through in time and our training methods become better and we're able to get these unbelievably chiseled bodies and the power, the flexibility, the athleticism that we can put out there, we see more and more injuries occurring. And from my viewpoint, because we see kids entering organized athletics at earlier ages and competing in the same sports over and over and over from a young age, we're seeing these repetitive injuries. And you see different injuries in different sports because of different things. But it all kind of comes down to repetitiveness, lack of strength, lack of coordination for one reason or another.
So if the muscle's not strong enough to I guess, hold it, and you do something beyond what
Absolutely.
It's capable of, then now you have...
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in balance. Different books I read that have nothing to do with medicine. We're talking about the balance of the cosmos, if you want to get real philosophical, but there should be a balance between strength front and back, top and bottom. There should be a balance between flexibility front and back and top and bottom. And then there should be a balance between the strength and the flexibility. And it's achieving that and still being able to achieve what you need to do in your everyday life.
Thinking here, what would be like a typical therapy session that someone comes in? Let's go with a knee.
Typically what most of us are going to do, and the research behind it, especially in the last 10 to 15 years, we want to warm everybody up. You know, people, all they do is they put me on a bike and then they make me exercise. Well, we put you on a bike for a reason. We want to start with that warm up. We need that cardiovascular fitness ahead of time. That's going to get oxygen into the bloodstream. Oxygen's great at allowing all the chemicals in the body to create energy. It helps you, if you light a match in a pure oxygen environment, it's gonna burn. Fun stuff. But also that warm up, that bike, that cardiovascular, that walking or that treadmill, it's gonna increase the heart rate. The increased heart rate then warms the tissues, so it makes them more pliable. So you're gonna be more flexible. And then what we're going to do is, depending on what's going on with that knee, we're going to look at what issues are there. Are there flexibility issues? Are there stability issues? Are there strength issues? And we're going to tailor a fitness plan that's specific for your needs. And we're going to be looking at making the exercises get you to your end goals. It's really hard to say we're going to do this, because each person's going to be different, and then we're going to try to tailor it to them. There's a lot of very similar things we do, but we're going to modify them just slightly. So we'll start, like I said, with usually that warm up, the cardiovascular, go into a strengthening activity and a flexibility activities. And then a lot of times we can cool you down afterwards to kind of bring the body back into where it started from. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times we'll use some kind of modality at the end of the treatment, either an electrical stimulator, an ice machine, or an ice machine with compression. Those things are going to help control that post-exercise pain, and they're going to help control that post-exercise inflammation and swelling too.
Right. My issue, as I talked about earlier, is the back, and I know, and again, I've been through a few sessions of physical therapy, And they do typically start out on the bike, and I'm sitting here, it's like, well, it's my back. It's not, you know, why am I on the bike? But again, I guess that's warming it up.
It's warming that up. Hopefully we're incorporating arms and legs. Sometimes we can't incorporate both. But again, we want that oxygen into the system. We want that increased heart rate. We want that warming the tissues. There's a lot of research out there now. Those of us that were athletes in the past, we did static stretching.
Mm-hmm.
And you were coming out of school, don't bounce that stretch. That's not good. Well, now that's switched around and we're more into dynamic flexibility and dynamic stretching because the body's not warmed up enough that those static stretches are really getting those muscle tissues, those tendons and all the connective tissue where they're moving better. So we're having to look at things in a different way.
Right. So as you said, I mean, you learn more as you go on. And I mean, and I guess the same as in the physical therapy field, you know, over the years you pick up, it's like, hey, let's try this. And that seems to be working, you know, so.
And it's constantly evolving. There's constant research being done. And I think the interesting thing now is back in the late 80s, early 90s, you had to go to publications. You had to look for articles that were in print. Mm-hmm. So you were reliant on your libraries to get you the materials that you needed to look at things. Now, with the internet and everything else, the results of research, the articles out there are so much easier to find. We're able to educate ourselves and then educate our patients. I'll admit, I'm an older guy. Modern technology drives me nuts sometimes. I was somewhat resistant to starting with our little tablets and things like that. Now it's one of my favorite things. I'm a visual learner. I can go through my evaluation with my patient or even when we're in a treatment. And if there's a question, I can bring up a picture. Here, this is what we're working with. This is the joint. See how this works. These are the muscles that are working on it. This is what we're trying to do. And for me, I'm a science nerd. I want to know why things work in very specific ways. You tell me that this plus this equals this, I'm good with that. And so I want to do the same thing with my patients so that they know this is why we're doing this. This is why I'm making you do these things that aren't the most fun thing in the world, but this is the end game.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we got another break here. We'll throw that in real quick. And okay. Then we will come back and talk some more with Mark from the physical therapy department out at the center. We'll be back here on the People Speak right after this. Got a little time left here in the program today, talking with Mark from the physical therapy at the center. We're talking a little bit about physical therapy itself. In addition to that, you know, people coming in with, you know, have injuries or something, or they're trying to rehab, you kind of work, I've heard it called work hardening, but it's to kind of help with people who, you know, job related type. And I think you also said you work with people like pre-employment and things like that to make sure that they're ready for whatever physical activity they're going to have to do in their job.
Well, one of the things that we have been doing for several years, and Larry, who's usually on with you, does a lot of that testing for us, is we do pre-employment physicals. And really what we're trying to do is OSHA basically has given you an idea of what these tasks often demand. And then their job descriptions will do that. And then they have come up with different activities that will simulate the demands of the job. The idea is that, and we provide pre-employment testing for the mines, for MedStar Ambulance, and we want to make sure that your incoming recruit or employee can perform the physical demands of the job. And these different tasks have been shown that they're going to give us a pretty clear picture of that. And as far as work hardening, words change all the time, which for an old guy like me, it's, wait a minute, what's that? And, oh, you mean this? And, you know, it's work hardening, work conditioning. When somebody has been injured and they're trying to get themselves back to work, we need to be able to make sure that therapy, one, is fixing the injury that they have, and two, preparing them to go back into the workforce. So again, we're going to kind of do the same thing as with those tests. We have different activities that we can do, and we are blessed beyond belief that we have the center, because not only do we have the ability to do the physical therapy, but we have all the different machines and equipment that are available at the center so that we can simulate activities. We can put people into different exercises, different activities that are going to simulate job requirements, that are going to simulate things. We have something where you can lift up and you can take a peg off of a screw and then reach back up there, screw it on, and screw it off.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like much, but when you're doing overhead work all day long and just taking 3 to 5 of these pegs on and off, if you think about holding your arm up there, it's a lot more difficult than you really realize. But at the same time, it's going to show you that, oh, wow, yes, I do have a hard time repeating activity over my head. And then as you get better, this is getting easy. Well, it's giving you the confidence that, oh, yeah, I can go back to work. I can do what I was doing. And this shows me that I can.
Right. So, in addition to doing that, it's kind of also building your confidence back a little bit. They can do what they're thinking I can't do now because of the injury. Well,
And I also coached high school sports, and, the big word is, I can't do that. We see it in physical therapy. We see it in athletics. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you can. That's what I'm here for. That's what your therapist is there for. That's what your doctor's there for. It's like, this is what we see. This is what we know you can do. You haven't quite dove into that yet, and there may be fear or other things mm-hmm. doing that. That's okay. We're going to show you that, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, having been out the center, I mean, you're talking about the equipment and stuff. You've got some really unique things. The one I always thought was kind of unique is one where they're throwing the ball at this little thing and it bounces back at
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
That looks like fun.
It looks like fun, and it looks really simple, but when you look at everything that it's doing, it's working mm-hmm. on explosion. It's working on control when you're catching it back. If you're standing there and you have balance deficits, and you, as you catch that, it's making you challenge your balance. So it's working things in very subtle ways. And, I think that's, for me, that's a fun thing. Kind of sneak things in without mm-hmm. people really understanding what it is. And then when you tell them, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. And it's, but that's right. The fun part of it.
We're going to go over here and bounce this ball off of this net here, and you're going to have fun, And it's like, actually what you're doing is.
Exactly. But that's the thing, finding ways to make therapy and exercise fun, and especially with younger patients, keeping somebody that's a teenager or younger involved in it and really locked in is hard. So you got to find fun things to do. And, I'm always amazed at my coworkers and some of the things that people come up with, the creativity that's needed a lot of times to figure out ways to do things and keep them engaged.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of therapists out there and stuff, and they seem to really be engaged with the patients and that's important. You've got to be engaged with your patient. Otherwise they're not going to pay attention to what you're telling them. They're not going to do, cause I know you say, do these at home or do this at home, and it's too easy to just say, why do I want to do that?
But and that kind of becomes a thing. And I remember when I was first out of school, we'd be giving them pages full of exercises. And then the nice thing about having students that come in and do their internships is they bring the newer ideas to you. And I remember being around coworkers and students that are like, oh, no, we only want to do 4 exercises. If you give them any more than 4 exercises, they're not going to remember that. If you make them too hard, they're not going to remember mm-hmm. it. So now I try to get into Occam's razor. The simplest solution is generally the correct solution. Make it simple. Keep it simple method.
Right.
Keep it simple. Keep it light. Keep it something that they're going to repeat, something that's going to teach them something through repetition and help them out over time. And they're going to be more likely to do it at home.
You got about a minute left here or whatever. How long have you been doing physical therapy?
35 years.
So you've seen a lot over the years. And a
lot of different changes.
So what's the biggest change, I guess?
Paperwork. Hate to say it, paperwork and insurance.
And paperwork for the aspect, too. I mean, I noticed now you carry around little tablets and stuff instead of a clipboard.
And again, as I said before, I was so frightened by it and tried to push it away. But now it makes my life so much easier. And I can't believe I said that.
You know, sometimes I catch myself complaining about the younger generation. But then I thought, they do come up with some good ideas, though, at
yes,
times.
Yes, they
you know?
Can sometimes.
I guess, you know, older people, you know, we look at it, it's like, well, it didn't, don't, why change it if it's not broke, you know? Well, sometimes it is broken, you just don't see it.
So. I like my routines. It helps me get through the day, but yeah, sometimes there's a better way and I just have to be open to it.
Right. Well, Mark, thanks for stopping by and talking
Appreciate
with us.
Appreciate having me.
And really enjoyed it. And I think we learned some stuff, so we will talk to you again sometime, hopefully.
Sounds good.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.